It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Morning.
So mark it down in your calendars. The 24th of May, 2023 was the day that me and this person to the left of me met for the very first time to hang out on our own. Not actually met. We actually knew each other for a while. I'm talking about Today FM afternoon newsreader and my housemate, Ben, ladies and gentlemen.
How are ye?
Welcome, Ben.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, all. And can I just say on the first, on the outset, that it's really humbling to come and talk to local radio right now. I'm really used to talking to a national audience. It's really nice to come and talk to ye.
Thank you for coming to talk to
the little people.
You'll come to me in Today FM in a couple of years.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe, very good. One
day. We're very happy in Spin.
And now you all know why Ben and Dave are friends.
I wasn't talking
about
you. I was talking about the listeners coming to me.
Yeah, okay. So that's Ben. We get along quite well because we're both very, very sarcastic. He's an interesting man.
You're both difficult men.
So I decided to bring him in and we'll just talk about it. What a year it's been, Ben.
Great year.
Great year since that
first fall. Like that's not going to be entertaining for anybody other than the two of you, which is fine. We all know you like to have walks and that can just stay between the two of you. I've actually prepared something else for Ben's arrival, if you don't mind.
Oh, please.
I think we should put your friendship to the test. And we're going to play a little game.
Had many tests.
Called All-Star Mr. and Mister.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm going to ask Ben questions about Dave, and then Dave questions about Ben, and whichever of you gets the highest score is the better friend.
Oh, I like
Sorry, how the hell did you find stuff out about me?
The great thing is, you're going to tell us the answers.
Oh, right.
It's All-Star Mr. and Mister. Come on,
okay.
Keep it, Ben. You need to be a bit more with it.
I'm down with the kids.
I've got a pair of noise-canceling headphones that are going to blare very loud music. I'm going to ask you to put them on first, Dave.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Ben questions about you. You're then going to answer them afterwards and we'll see if you match the same answers that Ben has given.
Cool. I'm going to put these on now. Can I just apologise for whatever he says in the next 5 minutes?
I think that's
going on.
Probably going to be necessary. What song? Oh, he can't hear, so that's fine. Okay, Ben, are you ready to play All-Star Mr. and Mister?
Yes, why not? Let's do it.
All right, question one, Ben. What is Dave's favourite football team?
Manchester United.
Okay, we're starting easy.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah. You're confident on that one?
Yeah, 100%. Now, you know, he's a bit mental for supporting them, but...
Yeah, well, look, there's many other reasons too. What are Dave's parents' names?
The lovely Grania and Don.
Grania and Don. I think you'll do well on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, well done. Ben.
Yeah.
What is Dave's favourite fit food flavour?
Oh.
We all know Dave loves fit foods.
Oh, well, you see, it changes so often. I know it's not going to be the turkey burrito or the taco fries. Give it out about them.
Yeah.
I'll just go straight for the chicken curry. Just the regular chicken curry.
Okay.
But he's going to probably take out some of the veg.
Final answer, chicken curry.
Mm-hmm.
Question four, Ben.
This is fun.
How many minutes long can Dave currently hold a plank?
He's going to say three.
You know he's been working on it.
He's going to say three, but he could only do two.
Are you willing to risk it all by saying two when you know he's going to say three?
How change the question to how many minutes can he do it easily?
I'll change it to how many minutes can he do it consistently, because I'm pretty sure he does two and then he takes a break and then he does another one.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's like somebody breaking up, getting back together in the relationship. The clock restarts.
Okay. Question five, your last question. This might be tricky. What is Dave's confirmation name?
Now that is a good one.
The newsreader is stumped.
He has, I think I have asked him this before. Oh, I know the story behind it. The story behind it is him and his friend, they agreed to swap names.
Yeah, I've heard this.
And he picked his friend's name, his friend went for a different name, so David was stuck with whatever name that was.
Yeah, and what name was that?
Philip.
All right, your answers have been logged, Ben. All right, Dave, headphones off. You're back in the room.
Hello. Here I am.
We've been asking Ben questions about you, and now we're going to find out the answers, and we're going to see how right Ben was. How well does he know his best friend, Dave?
Whoa, whoa, nobody said best friend.
Okay,
I knew he was going to say.
Nobody said
Luckily,
best friend.
Luckily, that wasn't one of the questions. All right, question one, Dave. What is your favourite football team?
Manchester United.
You say Manchester United. What did Ben say?
Manchester United.
Okay.
Well done. One for one.
Easy one to start.
Very easy.
Question number two. Dave, what are your parents' names?
Don and Grania.
And Ben said?
The lovely Grania and Don.
Poor Don got a bit shafted there.
Oh no, Don doesn't need shafting. Don needs to be brought down a peg or two. It's like meeting Bono.
All right, question three, Dave. What is your favourite fit food flavour?
What would he say?
No, it's what is your favourite fit food flavour?
My favourite fit food flavour is the sweet and sour chicken.
What did Ben say?
Chicken curry.
Say inside, I was like, I think it's sweet and sour chicken.
I've never seen you eat sweet and sour chicken.
The last 2 days I've eaten sweet and sour chicken.
You'd never ask, like, the last 2 days. What's your favourite overall?
I'd never have a curry 2 days in a row. I'd have a sweet and sour chicken all.
Okay, guys, let's not fight on your anniversary. Question four, Dave. How many minutes can you currently hold a plank for?
Oh, a real plank or a fake plank?
Fake. No, real.
A real plank.
A real plank. 3 minutes.
And Ben said...
He's going to say three.
You know he's been working on it.
He's going to say three.
I can do it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, we know.
We kind of said we think you can do it for two and then take a break and then do another one.
I can do it for three.
Question number five. Dave, what is your confirmation name?
I kind of forgot it there for a sec. There's no way he'll notice. It's Luke.
Ben said...
Philip? No, I did get the story behind it right. So I should get a half point for
that. Yeah, he did get the story of the holding up of the names and your friend betraying you and all that. All right, 3 out of 5 for Ben. Let's come back and see if Dave knows Ben better than Ben knows Dave in All-Star, Mr. and Mister.
Let's do it. Stick around. You're on Spin. You're on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you, fully charged. And we are joined because Emma is off. So... the spare seat in the studio has been filled by my housemate Ben.
Woo-hoo!
It's our 1 year anniversary of hanging out together.
Hello, happy anniversary, sweetie.
Ah, you too, chicken.
We're playing a game of All-Star Mr. and Mister. Ben has been asked questions about Dave. He got a score of 3 out of 5. That's how well you know Dave. And now we're going to ask Dave questions about Ben. All right, so Ben, I'm going to put the noise-cancelling headphones on your ears. You're going to listen to some cool tunes.
Can you put on some Saw Doctors or something?
Can I get to be... It'll be Becky Hill or somebody.
Is this going to be Spin music? I won't know this.
I got girls allowed.
Dave, we're going to put 5 questions to you about Ben, and we're going to see if you do better than Ben did about you. You need to get a score of 4 or more to beat Ben.
Okay.
And be the better friend.
I will be the better friend.
Question one. What county is Ben from?
Ben is born in Galway, but from Roscommon.
Ooh.
This is truly awful music.
Shut up, Ben. Question number two. What year was Ben born?
Ben was born in 1990.
Bit of maths in this.
I want to say 3. I want to say he was born in 1993.
1993.
Yeah, I think he was.
Making him 31.
He's only 30, that's the thing. So it'll be 1994.
Okay. 1994, final answer?
Yes, 1994.
All right, question number three. What colour toothbrush does Ben use?
It's not an electric one, which I find really weird. I think it's blue. It's light blue.
Light blue?
Yeah.
Okay, we're logging light blue. Question number four. What is Ben's favourite weeknight dinner?
It's a jack potato. He'll call it a spud. But he'll do it in the air fryer and it takes about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So yeah, that's his favourite.
The air fryer spud.
Yes.
Question number five. What age was Ben when he first got the shift?
Oh God, I guarantee he can tell you the date. I don't know. What age was he? I'm going to say he was 13. I'd say he's a bit of a late bloomer.
Okay. 13. All right, 5 answers logged. Ben! Ben! You can remove your headphones.
Headphones.
That was
headphones
truly off, awful.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. All right, Ben, we've been putting questions to Dave about you. You got a score of 3 out of 5. Dave has to get, match that or do better to be the better friend.
How do you think
he did?
I don't have a clue how he did, but I'm quite nervous about what I'm about to be asked.
All right, so...
And can I lie?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to ask you the questions and then we'll find out what Dave said back. Okay, question one. What county are you from, Ben?
Roscommon.
What did Dave say?
Born in Galway, but from Roscommon.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll go out.
Yeah, a lot more detail given than you even gave.
Mm.
What year were you born, Ben?
Oh, 1992. way back when. Nobody listening was ever alive back in 1994.
Yes, 1994. Oh! Yeah!
There was a ditherance between 93 and 94, but we got to 94 in the end, with my help.
You should see the evil look he just gave.
93? Ew.
I said that would have made you 31. He went, actually, no.
If I was 31 and walked into a spin studio, I'd disintegrate.
That's what happens to Emma every morning. A little piece of her falls off.
I forgot she's that.
Question number three. What colour toothbrush do you use?
He doesn't know himself.
I don't notice things like that. I want to say blue.
Let's see.
I think it's blue. It's light blue.
You've never seen my toothbrush.
I seen it the other day when you were brushing your teeth and I was like, I can't believe you don't have an electric toothbrush.
We brush our teeth together. It's a really cute thing that we do.
All right, question four. This is to go into the lead, Dave. What is your favourite weeknight dinner, Ben? Don't think about it too much.
This is annoying now because I know he's going to get it right. And I know he's already got it right.
But he's your best friend, so you should give him the win, you know?
It's a spud in the air fryer.
That's it.
It's a like a jack potato, like a, he'll call it a spud.
How well do I know?
I actually feel really weird. I don't know what's going on.
It's really good. I get some cheese in there, some beans. And
I knew you'd call it a spud as well.
Oh, you guys are strange. Okay, question five, to go for the full 5 out of 5. What age were you, Ben, when you first got the shift?
Oh, wow. Well, I could tell you the date.
What did I say? I told you, this man is weird for dates.
Oh, so, I want this to end.
It was the 10th of September. It would have been 2009, which would have made me 15.
Oh, what did you say, Dave?
Gonna say he was 13.
Oh, no, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. 10th of September.
He did say you were a late bloomer, but he said 13.
Looking at you now, 15 makes sense, yeah.
By the skin of your teeth, Dave, you're the better friend. Yeah. But I think both of you are meant for each other and nobody else, to be honest.
Ben, you're actually on spin this weekend. You went to Malawi a couple of weekends ago.
I did. It was a couple of months ago now. It was 2 months ago. I went over with Trokra to look at what climate change is doing there because we're big emitters. We're not feeling the effects of climate change. They don't have any emissions. They don't have tractors. They don't have cars. Everything's done by hand.
Wow.
And they're feeling the most effects of climate change. So I'm getting the prestigious slot of 10 p.m. on Sunday to air this important message at 10 p.m. on Sunday.
You scratch our back, we scratch yours. No, that is. Ben Finnegan from Today FM News. Thank you very much. I'll see you at home.
See you, Petty.
Fully charged. Recharged.